This is Terrell Austin, the defense coordinator at the Detroit Lions, with your weekly matchup. This week we take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Their skill positions are really the strongest point of their team. They have receivers, backs. They got multiple people that can get the ball down the field. They got a quarterback in Jameis Winston who's able to take advantage of defenses if you allow them. So we'll take a look at their running game. Last week, their short yardage back became their full-time back last week because of injury, and he rushed for over 100 yards against Green Bay, and you'll see that was one of the really bright spots they had. He takes the handoff here on the lead. He's able to see the crease. All right, he skips up in there, and he's able to get north and south. He doesn't waste much time. He's a big back. He's 220 pounds, and he gets positive yards. You don't see him take losses on runs very often. So, again, they do a good job of blocking. They got hats on everybody, and he's able to see the hole and get vertical. Now, we mentioned the outside guys, and I'm not going to mention the tight ends, but they have two really good tight ends who have 6 and 4 touchdowns respectively. But really, they have two Pro Bowl receivers in DeSean Jackson and Mike Evans, and you'll see them down here. You're going to see DeSean Jackson here up top against Minnesota, who we all know is one of the better defenses in the league. He takes it, finds a space in there. You see the throw from the quarterback. Again, he can make all the throws. He's able to get down there and get a big chunk of yardage. And that's one of the things, as a 10-year veteran, he can still run. He can still take the top off the defense. Again, their line's been a little banged up, but they've done a good job of making sure the quarterback has time to get rid of the ball. On the other side, you have speed with him, DeSean Jackson. And then on the other side, you have Evans, who's got size. You'll see he's going to be in the slot here. And as the play breaks down, the quarterback has the ability to extend the play. And then he's able to find a big target down the field, and you see his catch radius as he goes up and gets it. And that's one of the things that makes these guys dangerous. They can attack you running the ball. They can attack you throwing. And they also have tight ends that can challenge you down the middle. And that's a look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offense for this week.